All of the stories in this podcast, including this one, are submitted or suggested by listeners based on their own experiences. So turn off the lights, lock the door, and wrap up tight. It's time to begin. I don't talk about this much. Not because I don't believe in it, because I do. And believing in it means admitting that it's real, that it's always been real, that it runs in my blood, that it still follows me. I was born into it. The women in my family have always had something, a sense, a knowing. We never gave it a name, never called ourselves psychics or seers. We just knew things before they happened. My grandmother called it the gift, but we never talked about it in public. And if I'm being honest, I spent most of my childhood trying to pretend it wasn't real. I told myself that everyone gets bad feelings sometimes, that déjà vu is normal, that weird coincidences happen all the time. But deep down, I knew. I knew because my mother knew. I knew because my grandmother always knew. And when you grow up in a family like mine, you learn to listen. My grandmother was the strongest. She never made a big deal about it, never sat me down and said, "We have powers." That wasn't her way. Instead, she'd just say things, casual as anything, like, "Stay in tonight. Tell your friend not to get in that car. That new neighbour, stay away from him." She never explained how she knew. But she didn't have to, because she was never wrong. When I was 8, she called my mum out of nowhere and told her, "Stay home tonight." My mum hesitated. It was my aunt's birthday and the whole family was supposed to go out to dinner. But something in grandma's voice made her stop. So we stayed home. That night, a lorry jackknifed on the highway just before our exit and caused a huge pileup. It happened around the time we would have been driving home. After that, my mum never ignored grandma again. And neither did I. I always thought my mother had the gift too, but she ignored it. I think she was afraid of it. She tried to explain things away, tried to pretend it was all just instinct. But sometimes I'd catch her looking at something that wasn't there. And by the time I was 13, I had started seeing them too. The first time, I was lying in bed, half asleep. It was late, the house was quiet, but I felt something off. Then I saw it. A dark figure, standing in the corner of my room. It wasn't like a normal shadow. It wasn't cast by anything. It was just there, tall, still, watching. I held my breath, my body frozen. Then, without moving, it slipped out of my room. I don't know how long I stayed there, staring at the empty space where it had been, but I know I didn't sleep the rest of the night. The next morning, I told my grandmother. She just nodded and said, "They notice you now." That was all she said. But I understood. After that, they started coming more often. They weren't always visible. Sometimes it was just a feeling, like someone standing behind me when I was alone, or the sudden weight in the air, thick and heavy, pressing against my skin. Other times, it was a whisper. Soft and urgent, right by my ear. I don't know what they said. I don't want to know. My grandmother taught me how to protect myself. She told me to wear silver, to keep salt by my bed, to never, ever speak back to them. But most of all, she told me never let them in. I followed her rules until one night, and I forgot. I was about 16, home alone, watching TV in the living room. The house was quiet, but I started to get that feeling again, like I wasn't really alone. I told myself it was nothing. Then, from the hallway, I heard footsteps. Slow, deliberate, coming toward me. I froze. The sound stopped. Then, right by my ear, a whisper. I don't know what came over me. I whispered back. Who's there? For a long moment, there was silence. Then the footsteps raced toward me. I jumped up, ran to my room and slammed the door. I sat in the dark, my back pressed against the wood, listening. Nothing. I knew I had made a mistake. The next morning, my grandmother gave me a small charm on a chain. "Wear this," she said. I never took it off again. My grandmother passed a few years later. I don't think she feared death. She knew when it was coming. She told my mum a week before it happened. She wasn't sick, there was no warning, but she knew. The night she passed, I had a dream. I was standing in a dark hallway, the kind that stretched on forever. And at the end of it, I saw her. She was standing there smiling. When I woke up, I already knew. The phone rang 10 minutes later. My mother didn't say anything at first. She just sat down, holding the phone to her ear. Then finally she whispered, "She's gone." I don't know if my grandmother visited me that night to say goodbye, or if she was warning me. At the funeral, my mother pulled me aside. She looked tired, older somehow. And then she said, "You're the strongest now." I wanted to tell her she was wrong, but deep down, I knew she wasn't. The gift doesn't go away. It doesn't fade with time. I still get feelings. I still see things. And I do what my grandmother did. I don't talk about it. I don't explain. I just listen. And when I tell someone not to take the highway, they listen too. Thanks for listening to another spooky story time. If you've had a similar experience or have your own story to share, email Beth's spookystorytime@gmail.com now.